A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Gizrul of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf Nun Beis, Shabbos 152A, pagination 303. Towards the bottom of the page, counting up from the bottom, five lines at the end of a line. And our theme today is life cycles. Once again, I guess we liked yesterday's idea. We're going to cover youth, mourning, and afterlife. Let's begin. From Rav Yitzchok said, "Ma'idichsev, what does it mean by the pasuk? Ki ayaldus va'ashacharus hovel, youth and shacharus from the color black. Shacharus is hevel, is nothingness. So the Gemara explains it. Devarim shadim also beyalduso, things that a person does in his youth." Mashchirim ponav le'es ziknoso. They make mashchirim. Either it means weaken, or it means black, causes embarrassment, or just weakens. And as the Mefarshim explain, it's referring to a person who is overly active sexually in his youth. He thinks he has plenty of energy. But the result is that it affects his older age because he didn't pace himself and let his body rejuvenate itself. So during it's a false strength. And actually he's weakening himself and he'll pay the price later. Alternatively, one's activities in their youth leave them cringing in shame in their old age when they finally mature. Any activity that a person develops a bad habit and then tries to kick it later on in life, and it's very hard to kick. And that's the role of good chinuch, good training, good education, is to set the child to have a predisposition for good so that he doesn't have to fight it later in life to the extent that we can. That's the expression, by the way, all that I need to know, or something like that, I learned in kindergarten. Why we make such a big deal when the kids are jealous of each other, etc. You have to know how to do it, but the idea, the concept behind it is that you're trying to teach them life skills which will hold them in good stead for the rest of their lives. Continuing at the end of the next line, Amar Rav Chista said, Nafsho shel adam misaveles alav kol shiva. A person's own soul upon their death mourns over the loss, has to reconcile itself to the loss, kol shiva for 7 days. So that what we're observing shiva for the person himself is also mourning. That's, by the way, why we say in the plural, hamakom yenachim eschem, to a mourner, may Hashem comfort you in the plural, eschem. Because the soul of the deceased is also mourning, and we're saying to both of them that it's a great loss, the loss of life, and you should be comforted. Everything should work out. Shenema v'nafsho lav toval, the person's soul is mourning. Uksiv, and how long? Vayas lav of evel sheves yomim. We know that a mourning period from Yosef to Yaakov at the end of Chumash Bereishis is for 7 days. Amar Rav Yehuda says, Mace, last line of the page, She'ein lo menachamim, a dead person who does not have anyone to comfort, meaning, there are no mourners. This could be because he didn't leave children. It could also be in our time, unfortunately, when the family is not observant enough to realize the importance of mourning. So, holkem yud bnei yadam v'yoshvim bimkomo. 10 people should go to his place, to the place of death, or I guess the place that we designate as mourning. There's a whole discussion of what's the ideal place to mourn. But people should go and sit, contemplate the loss. Ha'hu d'shacha b'shevivusei d'rav Yehuda. There was indeed a story where a person passed away from the neighborhood of Rav Yehuda, lo hayolam menachemim, there was no one to mourn, no one to comfort, literally, but it means no one to mourn, no one to go through this process. Kol yomav dova Rav Yehuda beyasara, Rav Yehuda would gather every day 10 people, v'yasvi beduchtei, and sit in his place. La'achar shivas yomim, after 7 days, ischasile bechelmei, the deceased came to him in a dream, Rav Yehuda, v'omar leitenuch daitcha sheinachtes daiti, you should have yishev hadas, you should have serenity in your life, because you provided me with serenity by keeping me company and providing me comfort in this difficult transition. Let's skip down to the topic of afterlife. First wide line in the middle of the line. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, Nishmasam shel tzadikim, the souls of righteous people, genuzos tachas kisei hakavod, are stored, they're hidden, they're treasured under Hashem's heavenly throne. And we talk figuratively of this, even though Hashem is not physical and doesn't have a throne, but we have to allegorically describe it the way a prophet would perceive these things. And Hashem is, and he has a special place described as his throne, and that's where, very close to him, he treasures the neshamos of the tzaddikim. It's a comforting thought which is often invoked, that what we perceive as a loss is a loss to us, but it's not over. And the soul is treasured, and death is seen as an expression of love, that Hashem wants to be close, that it's time, it's been fulfilled, and the righteous person goes home to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's skip down to 7 lines into the wide. Amar Rav Mari, Rav Mari said, Asidim tzadikim dahavu afra. Even tzadikim become dust. Dechsiv, v'yoshav ha'ofer la'oretz kishahaya. And we'll try to describe what he was thinking and why he needed to say this, but the person decomposes, and that's true even about tzaddikim. Here's a story. Hanu kifulai, there were diggers, davakafli ba'arad de Rav Nachman, that were digging in the land of Rav Nachman. They came across a body. Nochar bohu ravachoi bar Oshia. Rav Achoy bar Yoshia, who had already died and was buried there, he described as snorted at them. Now, the Maharal, which is the way Art Scroll presents it in footnote 24, presents it that this is simply a dialogue that goes on in the person's mind. That when Rav Achoy bar Yoshia is going to talk, it's not really that he's talking, it's that this is what you would anticipate him saying. He's dead. He's not doing anything. And if so, then you could understand this nochar that he snorted. He didn't actually come to life. They looked at the dead body, and the dead body looks back at them, and they realize, like, he's not happy with what we just did. And this is how it's being described. That's, like, the easier way to understand the Gemara. Also, v'amru leil Rav Nachman, they came back and they told Rav Nachman, we unearthed a body here, and the body is intact. From many years ago. Nochar ban gavra. And he snorted at us. He looked at us like, what are you doing to me? Also va'omale. So he came to the body and he said, Maniu mar, who are you? Omale, ano achoi bar Yoshia. I am achoi bar Yoshia. Now again, this is all, according to this approach, this is going through in his mind. There would be another approach where he's having Ruach HaKodesh and he's sensing who this person is and that there is communication, but however we understand the Gemara, sometimes it's better just to translate the text and leave the commentary for a different time. Omale, so he said to him, V'lav Omar Rav Mari asidit tzadiki tahavu afra. Didn't Rav Mari teach that even tzadikim become dust? Why didn't you decompose? Amale, Umani Mari, I'm not familiar with this Mari that you're mentioning. Delayadanale, I don't know him, and I'm not bound by his teachings. Amale, so I didn't decompose. How do you like that? Amale, Vahakroksiv, it says a pasuk, V'yashav ha'ofer el ha'oretz kishahaya. dust will return back to the land as it was. First man was created from dust. Person returns to it. Amale, so he said to him, and again, this could be just his own development in his mind, realizing what the retort would be. Da'akrach Koheles, they taught you a pasuk in Koheles, la'akrach Mishlei, they didn't teach you from Mishlei, a different part of Jewish scripture. Dechzev rekev atzamos kino. The decomposition of bones is because of jealousy. Komish yesh lo kino belibo atzamos markivim. A person who has jealousy during his life, so his bones decompose. If he doesn't have jealousy in lifetime, so his bones don't decompose. The body and the soul are supposed to be in sync. That's our goal all the time. And if a person's not in sync, he's jealous of what others have that were not given to him for his job assignment, his soul, his mission. So his body and soul are not in sync. So when he dies, they decompose. Gashishe, he felt the body. Chazye dahava b'marshosho, he feels he's holding someone's hand. Amale leke mar legaved devesa, so why don't you come to my house? I'll invite you for kiddush, you know? Basically what he's saying is, so why did you die if you're so elevated? Amale golas adaitach, apparently you don't understand. Afilu nevi lo kardes, you don't even know a pasuk in Navi. Dechsev. Hashem is in charge of who goes to the grave and who comes out. And it's not my time. I can be very righteous, but it's not my time. What about the basic pasuk that says that you go back to dust? This is a major tradition mentioned by Derech Hashem, Rav Lutzato. That's talking by tzaddikim that you don't have to decompose generally, but a moment before Techiyas HaMesim, before the resurrection, everyone has to decompose, because every body, every human body, by definition, has a little bit of the sin of first man. And that has to decompose in order that they could be rejuvenated for the ultimate fulfillment, the resurrection, where the body and soul are merged perfectly, with the soul being the king. So there's a little bit of the body that's too dominant. Eventually, everyone has to decompose, but a tzaddik, we're being told, does not decompose right away. And indeed, this has been shown. They unearthed the Vilna Gaon, for example. They had to rebury him for whatever reasons, and they found that his body had not decomposed at all. And this is actually true in experience. Yashar koach, have a great day.